special. I said it earlier in the interview. I said he's a GOAT. He's like Saban. He's got it.
104.5 The Zone, Wake Up Zone, powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors at 819. Mark Howard and Blaine Bishop alongside him. Kevin Ingram, Jonathan Schaefer, our producer. He is a GOAT. Tim Corbin, Vanderbilt head baseball coach, joins us from Arizona. His team opens the season tonight against Michigan. Tim, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing good, Kevin. Thank you.
How much can you kind of find out about your team this weekend? I know there are a lot of, well, not necessarily new faces, but definitely different faces at various spots in the lineup. But, you know, you make a road trip, you play some good teams, get the season started. What do you find out this weekend?
Oh, reactions to certain things. I think just traveling, just from a foundational level, is important. Just being able to get on an airplane, get in a hotel, just do the things that teams do, but how to do it well. And I think in order to succeed long term, you need to do a lot of little things like that well. So it's operating in that way, and then getting on the field and just opening up against a very good team and in different environments. So I like this challenge for the kids.
Mason Heckman's going to start. What do you like about his consistent approach as a guy who, you know, went from a midweek guy to starting the championship game at the World Series, but always, you know, as we were talking the other day, he seemed to take sort of the same approach every time?
Maturity, age, just acting appropriately, getting on the mound and doing the same thing on a Tuesday that he did in a national championship game. Not much change in his personality, his attitude, how he prepares. You said it, consistency. That word and maturity resonate when you talk about him. He's been that way. For every big game that any other pitcher has pitched, he's right behind them pitching another big game. And I just think ever since he's been here, he's kind of acted that way. He's a joy to be around. He handles business well. I think it's the reason why he's going to have a career in this game and able to make some money. I mean, the fastball and breaking ball, when you look at the speeds of them, they're not special, but his mind is different and the way he handles business is different. And that's what makes him such a good competitor.
Tim Corbin is our guest, Vanderbilt baseball coach, opener tonight against Michigan.
Well, Coach, you know, most times, you know, the coaches have had the success you've had have to be also not only tough and hard, but loving all at the same time. I'm just interested how you become a psychologist all in one that embodies one coach, and when you're managing your lineup, when you have such great players and you can see in their eyes they're competitors and they want to start and they're not starting, that they may start next week or the next game. How do you manage all of that?
Oh, That's a good question. I think psychology is something if I had known that I was going to stay in this field for a long period of time, I would have studied it more in college. But, you know, as you learn on the run, I think you teach patience. I think you teach patience with kids. And through that, they learn to become a little bit more patient in their career and understand that it's not trying to get from point A to point B as fast as you possibly can. And a lot of times with young kids, We put them in positions because of expectations and thinking that, okay, if you go to Vanderbilt, you're supposed to do this, this, and this on this time schedule, and during your junior year, you'll be drafted and you'll move forward. I think teaching adults is just as important as teaching the kids themselves, because the adults are the overpowering figures when it comes to communicating with kids. But I think just being able to let them know that this will all work out as long as you're willing to improve every single day. If you put your heart and mind into getting better, then everything else will take care of itself, because the guy who has the pen and is writing the lineup down, they don't have control of that. But what they have control of is just doing their thing. And doing their thing sometimes means serving a role that is ancillary, is on the outside looking in. And there are a lot of kids that are playing tonight that had to be very patient last year and watching these older kids play. So it is a lot of that, and I get some help, I think, in time with the older kids, too, and in terms of what they had to do so they can communicate that to the younger kids.
Well, this is a different question. Naturally, you have a national championship, World Series, you know, on your resume. But what team do you feel like, even though they didn't win a championship, you feel like overachieved, and you probably did your best coaching job yet, that you feel kind of proud because, you know what, maybe you didn't have all the elite talent, and you had to really develop a lot of those players?
Yeah, there's several. I mean, that 13 team was very special. The 11 team was very special, although we went to the World Series. Then the 7 team, we just we just had not been in regional and postseason environments like that one, so we didn't really handle it that well. But I think winning your last game is such a far out thought. I mean, it really is. I mean, if you win your last game, you're very, very fortunate. And how we've been able to do that twice, to think about just doing it once is a big deal. But I think really throwing yourself into what you're doing to build the team so that you give them a chance just to be better in May than they were in February. And that's really how I look at it. And that's what we talk about. And, you know, the only difference between 14 and 15 is a half inch. The half inch is the size of the trophy that you got at the end of it. But you know what? The team in 15 could have won a national championship. The team in 11 could have won a national championship. But the reality is that doesn't define how right. good a team and experience you had. The experience is what matters. It's really the harmony you build within the group that matters, so that when people leave it, they get to that final day and it's painful. And it's like, I can't believe this is over. We are finishing. And I think it's like the relationship you guys have inside that room. You know, it's, yeah, when it comes to an end, you're going to say, I can't believe it. You know, I remember all the times. It had nothing to do with the best shows you've ever had. It was right. about the relationship and time that you had with one another. And I think, you know, if you can pull that off, then you've pulled off really what this is all about.
We're speaking, of course, at a Vanderbilt baseball coach, Tim Corbin. I've really been wanting to ask you this question for a few yep. months, and that is, what do you make of that the major leagues now, that the major league teams are teaching the game and coaching, especially the younger players, the way they do now in college, how they're dipping into the college ranks, especially when it comes to pitching? I would say you were one of the first, you know, when Derek Johnson went to the Cubs, but also too, Tim, you see more specialization teams coming in with, you know, with catching specialists and everything else. What about all of that?
Well, it's a lot. It's a lot right now. I think you see a lot of organizations, they've got three different pitching coaches. They got three different hitting coaches. It's a lot of cooks in the kitchen. And the reality is, with staffs, they're only as important as the relationship they have with the kid in order to develop the trust that needs to exist in order to teach a skill. And the information that you're going to take from anyone, whether it's Derek Johnson, Scott Brown, myself, is only incumbent upon what type of relationship I have with that person, so that person can look at me and say, okay, this person has value in my life, so I'm going to understand and take what they're saying because they have interest in what I'm doing. I think at the professional level, Mark, and that's a big question, it's very difficult to do that because it's very transitional. There's a lot of pieces and there's a lot of parts that move, and the thing that I think is professional baseball does want to bring some of collegiate coaching into the professional ranks, but college is college, professional is professional. Professional will never be college, because what you've got in these kids is you've got kids that will be there and are stationary for a matter of a year and sometimes 3 years, and there's not a lot of voices in their life. So you have them when they're very pliable, they're very innocent, they're not doing it for money. And inside this environment too, you can take the energies of the group and you can contain them and move them in one direction, where professionally it's very difficult to do because you've got a lot of different interests, both from a coaching standpoint, a developmental standpoint. You've got analysts now that are 30 years old that have never worn a jockstrap in their life. And because of that, they're trying to integrate themselves into a game. And what you have from that is cheating. And so it's a lot of pieces that in a kitchen or in a room, they're very difficult to control and contain. And the reason you're doing it is for the kids, the participants who are playing. That's the only reason I have a job. That's the only reason other people have a job. And in having that job, what you want to do is create an environment where they can grow. And I don't necessarily think that's always the case in professional baseball, but that's them. I stay in my lane. I do what I do. I can't speak to that because I've never been doing it before.
Well, but still, I mean, as somebody who's passionate about the game, who definitely has earned his spot in the game, whether it's college or pro, what's your take on the whole cheating scandals in Houston and Boston?
It's crossing lines. You know, I don't know what happened, but you know, there's an element of baseball where if you're on the field and you can pick up a grip from the pitcher, then that's just something that's part of baseball where you say, okay, I see his grip. I see he's going to throw a breaking ball here. I'm going to sit on breaking ball. But when you're doing outside work that is outside the lines of the game itself, and the players are not controlling that, then it's outside the game. It's not gambling, but it's outside there. It's outside the external part of the game. So yeah, it's wrong. It's all there is to it. And how they handle it, I don't know. It's too much for me to even take on, and I don't want to use any energy thinking about it. But when it's inside the game itself, that's when people are playing. It's let the participants play the game. That's it. Just let them play the game. They're the ones who can determine the wins and the loss of the game. And the more you keep it that way, the healthier it is.
Game start for you guys tonight. Tim, thanks so much for the time. Good luck this weekend.
Thanks, guys. Good talking to you.
You too. We'll see you later. All right, that's Vanderbilt baseball coach Tim Corbin joining us here on the Wake Up Zone. His team opens up with three out in Arizona, including Michigan tonight.
Kind of interesting that a few of their pitchers did not pick up a baseball this summer, Kumar Rocker being one of them. And that's kind of an interesting approach to pitching because there are so many summer leagues out there.
And we'll see how the lineup and offense progress. The pitching's going to be there, but yeah. For this team, there are a lot of spots to fill for guys that are headed on to the professional ranks after last season. 8:30, this is the Wake Up Zone, powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors. We haven't really got into what happened with the fairgrounds and soccer yesterday. And also, Belmont's Casey Alexander a little bit later on, going to be a special day over the Curb Center tomorrow. More of our show coming up next on The Zone.